Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com. If in life we're not qualified to finish the work that God gave us to do, we should do whatever we can to equip the next generation to finish it. In 1 Chronicles 22:6 to 19 it says, "Then he called for Solomon, his son, and charged him to build the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. David said to Solomon, 'My son, I had it in my heart to build a house to the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, You have shed much blood and have waged great wars. You shall not build a house to my name, because you have shed so much blood before me on earth. Behold, a son shall be born to you, who shall be a man of rest. I will give him rest from all the surrounding enemies. For his name shall be Solomon, and I will give him peace and quiet to Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name. He shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish his royal throne in Israel forever. Now, my son, the Lord be with you, so that you may succeed in the building of the house of the Lord your God, as he has spoken concerning you. Only may the Lord grant you discretion and understanding, that when he gives you charge over Israel, you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you will prosper if you are careful to observe the statutes and the rules that the Lord commanded Moses for Israel. Be strong and courageous. Fear not. Do not be dismayed. With great pains I have provided for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000,000 talents of silver, bronze and iron beyond weighing, for there is so much of it. Timber and stone too I have provided. To these you must add, you have an abundance of workmen, stone cutters, mason, carpenters, and all kinds of craftsmen without number, skilled in working gold, silver, bronze, and iron. Arise and work. The Lord will be with you.'" David also commanded all the leaders of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, "Is not the Lord your God with you? And has he not given you peace on every side? For he has delivered the inhabitants of the land to my hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and his people. Now set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God. Arise, build the sanctuary of the Lord, so that the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God may be brought into the house built for the name of the Lord." David wanted to build the temple. His choices, however, limited how God would use him. My choices in life are going to limit how God uses me. You see, if I'm going to live in a certain manner, then I need to expect God to respond in a certain manner. And since he's in the future, he's already got the plan worked out, and he's not going to lose no matter what. I need to adjust my life according to the plan of God. And if I need to get prepared to give the next generation a boost, I need to get on it and give them the boost that they need and deserve. I'm Dave Wager with the Thinking Aloud program, brought to you by the Relate365.com leadership team.